This week, many racing scribes asked jockey Mike Smith, who has won more Breeders' Cup races than any other rider, to reflect on his Hall of Fame career.
I don't try to look back. I got so much going forward right now, and I'm so happy to, you know, have the opportunities that I've got. You know, we got to admit it, you know, at this stage in my career, I mean, and I'm not the only one. I mean, look at guy like Gary Stevens and a few of us that are still going pretty strong, you know, at this stage. It's pretty cool, man. Luckily for myself, I took care of myself pretty good at a young age, and physically I'm in really good shape.
In his younger days, Smith coveted the top jockeys' mounts.
You know, I used to sit back and get the opportunity to watch, you know, McCarron and Pat Day and all these guys just ride the good ones. And although Pat liked to ride a lot, you know, he liked to ride every race all the time. I'm not keen on every race.
Now Smith is the envy of the other riders, riding special horses like Breeders' Cup Classic hopeful Arrogate, a colt who has impressed him greatly.
It's the fastest mile and a quarter ever, you know, at Saratoga, which in itself, I don't know how many other mile and quarters they run besides the Travers there. Hard to say, so maybe, you know, most of the time it's probably just, you know, three-year-olds that are running the mile and a quarter there, so it's not like, you know, I don't think Secretariat ran a mile and a quarter there at Saratoga. A few of the, you know, all-time greats, but still, I mean, you look back at some of the horses that have won the Travers, and for him to have been the fastest Travers with more in the tank, that's the thing that's crazy is, you know, I asked him heading for home, and he literally took off. Where he gets that stamina from, to me, is the most impressive part about him. I mean, there's a lot of fast horses out there, but he's fast with a lot of stamina, which is really incredible, you know?
Riding a lightly raced colt against seasoned older horses is no worry to Smith, with fellow Hall of Famer Bob Baffert conducting Arrogate's training.
This horse is, he's fit, he's ready. These are mini drills in the morning. They're mini races. You know, he's practicing with pads on. You've seen his works. I mean, they gallop out. He's throwing some numbers up there, man.
Thoroughbred racing has given Smith everything he ever wanted. But he never looks back. Only ahead.
As you get older, you learn to appreciate things. I think when you're young, you know, you're just out there trying to win everything there is to win. And you're just living on the edge. And, you know, now, man, I mean, I truly appreciate a good horse and what it takes to get one and to get one there. You know, all the preparation, and you just learn to appreciate things more, and you never stop learning. And I don't think in any sport really or anything in life, period, but especially racing, man, each horse is an individual, they're all different, and you just can never conquer the game.